The Soil CRC is halfway through its 10-year term, and CEO Dr. Michael Crawford says the research focuses on working with Australian farmers to develop cutting-edge research. He says as the program hits the halfway point, there's been a shift in research with more of a focus on commercialization of new technology and also more adoption of new ideas. Michael Crawford says the new priority will flow on to farm adaptation and also improvement.
Yes, it is, Michael. There's some exciting work going on across the country. We're working with a range of partners across the CRC, universities, state government agencies, farmer groups, and we've got trials going on looking at different things, but in all states of Australia. So it's quite a wide sort of program looking at how farmers can better manage their soils, improve their soil performance, improve their productivity and profitability.
And are we seeing Regen Ag is really coming to the fore in the research, and you're looking at that as sort of partnering up to look at that side of agriculture as well to improve soils?
Yeah, listen, the concept of regenerative agriculture has many definitions and perspectives. So rather than focusing on what exactly Regen Ag is, a lot of what we're doing and what Regen Ag practitioners talk about is the same thing, is about how we can improve our soil health, our soil organic matter, our soil resilience, our soil biological activity, so that ultimately the soil performs better in terms of supporting a range of functions, including growing crops and pastures, better soil structure, better water holding capacity, better nutrient supply, greater biological activity. So from a range of perspectives, yes, we are investigating and working on practices that are associated with regenerative agriculture without necessarily saying that we are doing regenerative agriculture, if that makes sense.
Sure, yeah. And what about storing soil carbon and measuring it? I mean, are we any closer to getting a cheaper solution there?
Yeah, there's a lot of work has been done around measuring soil carbon. As it happens, not so much in the soil CRC, but there's others who are doing a very good job of that, both in the private sector and the public sector, both nationally and internationally. So the soil CRC, with our partners, we look to pick up on other areas where we can help make a difference. And in the area of soil carbon, it's not so much, measuring it's one thing, but actually doing it, how to get more carbon into the soil and keep it there for the longer term, which equates to how we can build our soil organic matter and improve our soil health. So there's many synergies in what we're trying to do there.
But I guess a part of it too is there's a focus on, from many people, on using that carbon in their soil and improving their soils to increase productive agriculture, not necessarily using it to then sell them off to someone like Microsoft for carbon credits.
When you're building soil organic matter, typically you are increasing both the long-term resistant or recalcitrant pool of carbon and at the same time building the other pools which have higher turnover rates. Now, your long-term recalcitrant pool of carbon, your more stable carbon, your more charcoal-type carbon, that will ensure that the carbon stays there for a long time and hence assist in that carbon sequestration. But at the same time, you've got the more rapid or faster turnover carbon, the labile carbon, which is being used by your bugs, by your microorganisms, and helping in supplying nutrients to the crops and pastures. So you're getting the benefits in both ways.
So I guess what I'm saying is, there's a push on to use them for more, in a productive capacity to improve the soil, increase soil carbon, use it to produce better crops, better food, rather than maybe try and sell off credits elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So, farmers and the smart farmers are doing this. They look at, what is their main business? What are they trying to do? They're trying to grow their crops and pastures, their pastures to feed their livestock, to optimise their farming income. Now, if that can be supplemented or complemented by other sources of income through carbon, for example, good. But the main game is selling our crops, selling livestock, etc.
Michael Crawford is the CEO of the Soil CRC.